Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, in speaking of money and people, obviously, who are pinned to the collar, I want to speak to Bernadette O'Hanlon. Good afternoon to you, Bernadette.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you first, before I start? How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm good, actually. I'm feeling okay. Yeah. I'm good.
Physically and mentally, how are you today? Are you probably not in a good place?
I'm okay. You know, it's the second diagnosis, second cancer diagnosis, still sinking in.
Let's fill people in on your story. So you started off years ago, you had skin cancer. Was it aggressive, or was it something you could deal with quite well at the time?
It was actually something I was able to deal with. It took 2 weeks holiday to have the surgery. It was basal cell carcinoma, which was skin cancer on my face, just under my eye. And it was taken away with surgery, but I did get 24 stitches at the time in my face. And I was back in work after 2 weeks.
All right, so 10 years down the road, you're diagnosed with breast cancer.
I was, the 1st of February
last year. That must have been a terrible day for you. I'm sure you remember it like it was yesterday.
I do. It was a Friday evening at 3 o'clock, and I worked up until the Thursday at 5:30, and went into the hospital, got the results of the mammogram and a biopsy, and was told there and then it was stage 3 breast cancer, that I'd be starting the staging process the following Monday morning. So it happened really fast. I didn't feel unwell or sick.
You didn't even have time to think about it. It was straight into therapy and straight into treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was hard 15 months now. It was tough going. It's really hard.
So in May this year, you rang the hospital, and obviously you wanted to find out, you know, if everything was all right and you were in remission, etc., etc. And you're now being told you've colon cancer.
Yeah, I rang the bell in the Whitfield. It's the cancer-free bell when you're finished your journey.
Yeah.
So I rang that. I started my journey the 1st of February. I was diagnosed, and I started the 13th of March last year. And then I finished my last chemotherapy injection was the 7th of May this year.
Okay.
And I rang the bell after, and I was really super excited and everything. And
of course you would be, yeah.
And I was looking forward to returning to work in October, all this kind of stuff. And I just went in for a routine colonoscopy, which is pretty much standard procedure after the form of chemotherapy.
Yeah, so you had no symptoms or anything like that? You weren't feeling any pain or anything when you went in? It was just a routine scan, yeah?
Yeah, it was a routine scan. And I did have obvious symptoms, but nothing that I wouldn't have anticipated cancer.
Okay.
You know, it turned out that I have a tumour in my colon. And precancer cells, high-grade precancer cells in the bowel.
I'm so sorry, Bernadette. You've really had a bad run, haven't you? And I know you're going to have to get, obviously, treatment for that now as well. And you know, it's going to be a tough road ahead for you as well. And how are you handling all that now at the moment, from just my personal point of view? We'll get to the financial aspect of it in a second.
Mentally, I think, like, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. What you don't know, the last time I was oblivious to what was ahead of me. This time it's a different story. I know what's ahead of me, and I know the side effects. And
you've been there before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
But the big problem for you is, you've been working, by the way, you've worked for 32 years, and a really good job as well. But you're a single mum, and now you're in a situation, obviously, with all these diagnoses and treatment and everything, you're obviously out of work, you've no income, your mortgage is in arrears, you don't even have a car anymore. And your argument is, I mean, look, and it ties in what we're talking about today. Here's the government saying they're going to pay people full pay if they have COVID-19, and you can only get €203 a week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the government noticed, you know, they identified straight away from the offstart of COVID-19 that the payment for the economy to survive and people to survive was 350 a week. They knew people couldn't manage on, healthy people couldn't manage on 200 and
Yeah, people who had a job, for example, were suddenly cut for their job. Yeah, and had a lifestyle to pay for, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm no different. I was working on the Thursday before I got diagnosed, along with many other cancer patients. And it's not just cancer patients in this country. There's hundreds of thousands of other people that have had life-changing...
Yeah, heart disease, stroke, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
They've had life-changing diseases that came on them in an instant. Their life changed, like mine did, literally overnight. So not only are we dealing with, like, trying to survive physically, we go into survivorship mode, and we go mentally into survivorship mode. There's no financial support there. like €203 really isn't sufficient. Like, you know, when
how many children have you got, by the way? How many children?
I have one. Her name is April, and she's 28. Yeah.
Okay.
But she has her own home and her own life. You know, I live at home on my own, so you're literally like,
Yeah, so, and it must be very difficult. I mean, you've obviously had to get rid of the car. You're up to your eyes in arrears with your mortgage, as I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because you've just no income.
I am indeed, yeah.
No income.
Yeah. No income, like 203. Like, when you live in a house on your own, the electricity bill is still going to be the same. The heating is still going to be the same as if there's two or three people in it. There's no difference. But yet your income is still just the 200. You don't have that. You know,
essentially what we're doing is financially punishing somebody for being sick.
Absolutely, yeah. And somebody who worked all their life, there's many more people like me around the country. We never asked the government for anything. We paid our taxes.
Yeah.
We worked full time, never took anything. For anything I have, I earned. And when I needed help, when I got sick, the financial support wasn't there. And I do think the government needs to support businesses, like that gentleman said earlier.
Yeah.
If he's got 9 staff, if they got sick, how was he expected? The government needs to step up and support businesses.
Yeah, and support people
employees.
Like you. I mean, look, you know, very soon, hopefully you'll be better and hopefully you'll be in remission and be ready to go back to work. And I'm sure you'd love to go back to work again. And I'm sure your employer misses you, by the way. You did a good job from what I can
see. Absolutely.
And I know they've been very good to you as well.
My employers have been very good as well. Like, you know, but I mean, again, like, they need support from the government to support long-term illness.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's all right if it's just a couple of weeks off work, and that's fine. Yeah, but when somebody obviously is off for a long period of time, they can't continue to support, obviously, as an employer.
No, no. You
know, and I get that. But so, okay, so the point is that you basically said the government valued people at 350 who had set up a lifestyle, had been working all their lives, and had suddenly lost their jobs, but yet they're only valuing you, you know, who have cancer, at 203 a week, which is just despicable, really, isn't it?
It is. And like, our costs, you know, cancer patients and anybody with a life change, anybody that's ill, like, we've got parking fees in hospitals, we've got scans to pay for, you've got prescriptions to pick up. So your expenses have actually doubled. Like, you know, your
outgoings
are a lot more than they were. I have a medical card, but you still have expenses.
Of course, yeah.
You know, along the way that you wouldn't, you know, that just aren't sufficient on the 200 euros a week, like, you know.
Yeah, it's very very upsetting to hear your story because, I mean, obviously you've had quite a lot of bad luck, unfortunately, when it comes to cancer over the last few years, and I'm sorry to hear that. It's bad enough when somebody gets diagnosed once, but to be diagnosed on 3 occasions with 3 different forms of cancer must be very difficult for you to deal with. And and the prognosis, I hope, is good for you. Going forward, I mean, is the prognosis good?
It is. It's a curative disease. It's colon cancer. So it is curative. Now, it's not going to be an easy road. I'd rather be back in work any day than what I have to face now at the end of September. Surgeries and chemo and radiation again.
And then changing your diet afterwards as well, I suppose.
You're changing your whole lifestyle again. And anything can happen in between. Like, the last time I got double pneumonia halfway through my chemotherapies because your immune system is at its lowest.
Yeah, and of course, at the moment as well, you have to be very careful with COVID-19 because your immune system will be very low. But look, I wish you well, and hopefully, you know, people listening or people who are in those positions listening can maybe understand. I'm sure many other people are in the same position you're in, by the way.
May God bless them.
Yeah, well, listen, thank you very much, and I wish you well, all right? There is a GoFundMe page, by the way, if anybody wants to help you out, because I know you're in a very difficult situation. And we'll do is we'll put a link up on our Twitter account and on our Facebook page. You go to the Niall Boylan Show Facebook page and the Niall Boylan Show Twitter account, I'll put a link up. And obviously, you just want a bit of a dig out because the government obviously clearly aren't willing to help you out. And that's
they're not, no. And I want to keep my home as well.
And your car. When did your car go?
My car is actually in the garage now. It's just an 07. It's a Peugeot, but everything went on it. It was like, do you ever have a time in your life? A lot of people can relate to everything goes.
Everything goes. It happens in threes, they say. That's what my mother used to say. But look, thank you very much, Bernadette. And I wish you well. And I implore people. Bernadette, people like Bernadette across the country need a little bit of a dig out, and we're good at this, the Irish. So please go to my Facebook page, just search it on Facebook, the Niall Boylan Show, or go to the Twitter account right now if you want to. We'll put a link up. There's a GoFundMe page, and maybe you can help her out. All she wants to do is pay her mortgage, keep her house, and maybe get her car back and give her a little bit of freedom so she can get to her appointments, etc., because the government have basically abandoned people like Bernadette.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.